I want to minister here tonight just quickly because I want to pray for people, not really preach. I just want to share a really simple word. Some of us know it really, really well. It's the most famous psalm in all the Bible. It's Psalm 23. So if you've got your Bible there, you can open to it. I'm going to read. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. The word of God. This passage speaks about a shepherd. And Jesus identifies himself in John chapter 10 as the good shepherd. He's not only a shepherd, he is a good shepherd. All his ways towards his sheep are good. And this passage tells us, if you're a sheep, if you belong to Jesus, this passage tells us what Jesus, the good shepherd, does for his sheep. And it tells us that this shepherd goes ahead, first of all, of the sheep to prepare green pastures. You know, the kingdom of God's never you first. It's always him first. He loves you first. He gave himself first. He died first. He rose first. He ascended first. He always goes first. He's always first. And he goes before his sheep. Why? To prepare a way. He goes to prepare. His love is so complete and his care is so great for the sheep that he goes ahead of the sheep to prepare a way, that they have food, that they have water, and that they are protected from their enemies. That's what a good shepherd does. This passage tells us that's what Jesus does. And it's every now and then that shepherd, we know, those sheep, if they wander off, he disciplines them. He disciplines them so that they won't wander off and they'll stay with the flock and not be destroyed by the wolf. This passage also tells us that the shepherd ensures that the sheep, verse 1 says that I shall not want because of the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means because of the shepherd, he provides everything for his sheep so that they lack nothing. The sheep, because of the shepherd, lack no good thing. And David goes on to say, they lack nothing. It's very, very blunt. I shall not want. That means the shepherd provides everything that you have no lack. He's a shepherd who provides wholeness for our lives. There's nothing lacking. If we find ongoing lack in our lives, we actually have to question how we are following the shepherd. And he says, this shepherd says that because of his presence, even if I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But I don't want to focus on these passages. That's just an introduction tonight. I want to focus on verse 5 that says, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You prepare a table. And you know, one day for all the sheep, the word of God tells us that God himself will prepare a table for us. God will prepare a table and we'll come down and he'll serve us. How wonderful. With every delicacy. God himself, well, there's a table in heaven where God is going to serve us. But this isn't speaking about the table in heaven. Why do I say that? Because in this passage, it speaks about the presence of enemies, and there's no enemies in heaven. What this table is, it's the table of provision that the shepherd provides for his sheep, goes ahead to provide for his sheep, so that they have no lack. And so that, in verse 3 it says, not only you have no lack, but he restores my soul. So that we could be restored. The soul is the realm of your mind, your will, and your emotion. That the shepherd goes ahead and he prepares a table, and that table is the basis. That there be no lack in your life, you be whole. As God intended you. And that your soul, if it is damaged, be restored. So the shepherd goes ahead and he prepares that table. I want to tell you, the good shepherd, when it comes to healing, what we have to understand is that table for our complete wholeness, for everything to be restored so that we have no lack of health, no lack of peace, no lack of joy, so we can say, I don't need anything. I'm the most joyful people, peaceful person here. You know the key to walking in that is to know that the table has been prepared. Not will be prepared, but the table has been prepared. Everything you need, Jesus has provided. Your healing, it's at that table. Your forgiveness, it's at the table. Your deliverance, it's from the table. And some people, they have a belief, because they've been taught incorrectly, they believe that their forgiveness has been provided by Jesus at the table. They can come to Jesus into his presence. They can receive forgiveness of sins because he died on the cross. Therefore, forgiveness is at the table. But let me tell you, Luke 9:22 tells us this, that Jesus said, the Son of Man must suffer many things. He must be rejected and he must die in Jerusalem. This is what we've got to understand. If Jesus just died for our sins, if that's all, forgiveness is all that's at the table, we know God is a completely loving God. He loves his son. He said it many times, he loves his son. A loving father, if all Jesus did was die for our sins, he would not make his son suffer 39 lashes. He would not make his son's body be torn to pieces. But why did he have to suffer and die? Isaiah 53 tells us, by his wounds we are healed. He is pierced for our transgressions, but those wounds are for our healing. There's a lady, a Syrophoenician lady in Matthew 15, she understood that because when she came to Jesus, she knew that he had provided for her healing. What's at the table? I tell you what, when people come to the table, they want bread. But this woman came to Jesus. When this woman came to Jesus, she had a tormented daughter who was demon-possessed and afflicted. And she came to Jesus. And this lady said that she started crying out to Jesus. Jesus first didn't answer her. And she came to Jesus. And Jesus, he said to her, she was coming for deliverance and healing, but Jesus said to her, it's not good for me to throw the children's bread to the dogs. But she didn't come for bread. She came for healing. So it tells us healing is the children's bread. So we can come to the table and our forgiveness is there. Our healing is there. Everything that we lack is there. I once had an experience. I want to tell you, I lost my mother. And I was close to my mother, and I had to take the funeral, and it was a really it was just a difficult experience. And afterwards, I felt grief closing in on me. You know, grief was starting to cripple me. You know, grief, loss, and that can capture your life. But I got a revelation. We have a full salvation. Jesus took everything that is not life on himself, and we don't have to carry anything. And he gave me a word from Isaiah 53 that he bore our griefs. And the Holy Spirit said to me, you don't have to carry it because he carried it for you. I tell you, my wife will tell you, I never shed a tear. And that's not because I didn't love it. It was supernatural. Grief didn't rest upon me because I released it to me. He carried it. That's what's at the table. Everything that we need, that our souls be restored, be kept in whole condition. Everything, share, that we can say, I lack nothing. I lack nothing. But I'll tell you why a lot of people can't receive. They can't come to the table and receive. First of all, this table is prepared in the presence of our enemies. Spirit of affliction. We have physical enemies. We have spiritual enemies. A lot of people, unfortunately, in this day, our focus is on the enemies, not on the table. Hello? Our focus is on our conditions. Our focus is on our circumstances. Our focus becomes on our afflictions. Our focus becomes on the enemy and not on what's at the table. You know, there's a lady called Mary and Martha. Mary sat and received. Martha tried to prepare a table of her own. Some people do that. There's a prodigal who came home. He received. He came to the table, the father's table. Got a ring, a robe, and then they killed the fatted calf, and he came and had the celebration at the table. His brother wouldn't come into the table. You know why? Because he thought you had to be good. The older brother thought the younger brother wasn't good enough and shouldn't be at the table. But we don't come to the table because we're good enough. I tell you, everything you need here has been provided. Everything you need has been provided at the cross. If you need deliverance from depression, it's at the table. You can come and take it tonight. If you need healing from disease, you can come and take it tonight. You can come and claim everything you need for wholeness. So if you have ongoing poverty, you can come and take provision of God, a new source tonight. Because everything he has made at the table. Now I want to tell you, how do you come to the table? It's so most important. Because so many people can't receive the benefits of what Jesus has already done. I'm already healed by his wounds. Even if that healing hasn't manifested yet. But I tell you, the Holy Spirit, the presence which is the table, the presence of God which brings healing, the power of God which is at the table, it only responds to faith. He doesn't respond to rivers of tears or promises to do better. He responds to faith. When we come and understand that Jesus has purchased, he's provided my healing. He has provided my deliverance. Some people fight this. You know, I tell you what happens if you fight it. I tell you, if you go to Psalm 78, if you go to Bible, they said, oh, he hasn't provided it, but maybe he will provide it. Psalm 678 speaks about why the Israelites could not enter into the promises of God, the promised land. The promised land today is not a physical place. It's a spiritual dimension where all the promises of God are yes and amen, and they manifest in our lives. They couldn't enter in, but they wandered in the wilderness, had a miserable life, and it says, verse 9, yes, they spoke against God. They said, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Verse 21, therefore God heard this and was furious. So fire was kindled against Jacob and anger came against Israel because they did not believe in God. So that scripture tells us that we can't just come and say, well, I'm coming here tonight because perhaps God can heal me. Perhaps Jesus can do this. We actually have to come in faith and say, Jesus has provided. Jesus suffered for my healing. Jesus died for my forgiveness. Jesus bore griefs that I don't have to carry it. And he's provided it at the table. You know, a parable about heaven's table says this. It says the lamb or the calf has been slain. Everything is now ready. Now come. The table Jesus provided is the same. Everything has been made ready. He took the wounds. He laid his life out so that we, the sheep of his pasture, would lack nothing, so that our souls could be restored. You know what happens when you come with that sort of faith? I said the Holy Spirit only responds to faith. I tell you what happens. You receive by faith. You could receive your healing here tonight. You could receive deliverance here tonight. You could receive forgiveness here tonight. You could receive every area in your life that's lacking. You could have it. You could have that met in Jesus Christ tonight. You could go away and say, I lack nothing. That's how God wants us. I lack nothing. I have His presence. I have His peace. I have His joy. It's real. I got His presence in my life. When you have His presence in your life, you lack nothing. Even when it's difficult, you lack nothing when His presence is real. And I tell you, when the Holy Spirit comes to you like that, I tell you what else He does. He not only brings healing. He not only brings restoration. He not only brings us into a place where we say, even if it's difficult, I lack nothing. God is with me. I'll fear no evil. I tell you what He does. It says here. He says, you prepare a table for me in the presence. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. In those days, sheep were irritated by insects and flies. And the shepherd would come and anoint their eyes. And that oil would stop the flies irritating and causing pain in their eyes. The oil kept the flies away. I tell you, Satan is called laws of the flies. If you get the anointing of God upon our lives, if we come into the presence of the Holy Spirit to receive by faith, God will anoint us with fresh oil. And if you walk under that anointing, the devil can't touch you. The things that the devil has been doing to irritate you, that anointing takes care of them. And then David finishes by saying, not only has he met all my needs in his presence, not only has the shepherd brought me to a place where I lack nothing, not only has he brought me to a place, even when I was down, he restored my soul, my mind, my will, and my emotions. This is what this shepherd does. But he says, now I've come to this table, I've received, now I've received a fresh anointing in the Holy Spirit, and now my cup. In the presence, we get filled again. You know how filled God wants us to be in His presence? Not just filled, because if you're filled, it's just for you. He wants you overflowing, so when you meet someone, you've got something to give. Overflowing. If we come in the presence of God, Jesus, tonight, by faith, because He's here tonight. I tell you, He's here tonight. His presence is here tonight. And if you come to His table, believing that everything you lack, everything you lack, I tell you, you can just come by faith tonight and claim it and take it. Now, some of you will say, you know why you say you can't do that? Because the devil's lying to you like the older brother, and he's saying, you've got to be worthy. I tell you, all the people who came to Jesus in the Bible, they actually cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. You know why they said that? And that Bartimaeus cried three times, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on him, until he got the attention. And Jesus came to him. You know why? Because he realized that Jesus doesn't give to us. Jesus doesn't heal us. Jesus doesn't restore us on the basis of merit, but on the basis of mercy and faith. When we come to him, as his sheep in humility saying, I'm needy, but it doesn't matter because of my life, doesn't matter how what I've done right or wrong, but you are merciful. That's faith. You are merciful. You never turned anyone away in the scriptures, Jesus. You are merciful and you'll meet every one of my needs. If you'll come to him tonight, I tell you, whatever you're lacking here tonight, whatever your issue is, you'll walk away and you will say that God has done something, and the manifestation will be that you have no want. I particularly felt tonight to minister this word, because the soul is the realm of the mind, the will, and the emotions. And I felt as I was preparing, the Holy Spirit was showing me there are some people suffering with, sometimes the enemy sends oppressions of the mind against you. Other times the mind, the will, and the emotions, that's where depression comes from. That God wants to restore your soul tonight. God wants to restore your mind to wholeness so you have the mind of Christ. God wants to restore your emotions so that the depression's gone. In place of that, you got a garment of praise, oil of joy for all kinds of mourning. He has provided that. He has provided oil of joy for mourning. He's provided beauty for ashes. If you feel like your life is ashes, He's provided beauty. He's provided a garment of praise if you're feeling heavy. All you've got to do is come to the table. Believe that He loves you. Believe He gave His life for you. Believe He laid down His life for you to receive. Believe He took stripes on His back for you to be healed. Believe in His goodness. It's by faith that we are made whole. I tell you, He's going to move tonight. I don't want to preach long. Let's just get the worship team up. And I just like that woman, the Isaiah 54 woman. As this song comes, I want people to come forward who want ministry. Come forward believing you're coming to the table. God is going to meet you here. But also, in your hearts, before anything changes, covenant to praise God as you leave here tonight. Like that woman who was barren. That's what faith is. It actually praises God. It actually praises God on the basis of His word before anything changes. But we praise Him. He says, sing, O barren woman. My word will never fail you. You're going to become abundant. Sing, O sick woman. By His wounds you are healed. If your life's in ashes, sing. He's going to give you beauty. He's going to give you beauty. You take hold of that. You lay hold of that. You start praising Him for it. If you're feeling depressed, sing. Depression's leaving here tonight. You're going to get a garment of praise in the place of depression. Feeling like you're mourning, sing. Praise Jesus. He laid down His life so you can leave here instead of mourning with a whole belly full of joy. Somebody say amen. Let's just stand. If you do, you want to come forward to receive tonight, take the power and the presence of God is here. He will meet you. He will meet you.